Well, boys and girls, let me cut right to the chase here. Liberals' favorite billionaire hero, Bill Gates, is lying to you in a way that is profoundly harmful for lives in the global south and for your health right here in the U.S. Let me explain. So as you know, while the U.S. is doing pretty well on vaccine administration, with half of U.S. adults having received at least one dose, poor countries are in truly desperate shape. Somewhere around 3/4 of vaccine doses have been administered in just 10 high-income countries. Over 100 countries have yet to administer their very first dose. India, of course, has become the new ground zero for exploding COVID cases. The U.S. just recently lifted an embargo on the raw materials needed to help make COVID vaccines in that country and to improve their vaccination rates. But in general, it's a mess. And it's a mess for basically one simple reason: greed. Pharma wants to keep their profits high, and they have aggressively lobbied their home countries in the U.S. and in the EU to make sure that they can achieve that goal, protecting their patent monopolies so that generic versions of their life-saving vaccines cannot be manufactured, which would both increase supply and lower the cost. They have had an extraordinarily powerful ally in that fight to protect their bottom line, human lives be damned, our own supposed savior of global public health, Bill Gates. Now, Gates has been pushing a solution to poor nation vaccine distribution that conveniently protects pharma profits. That is the COVAX program through the World Health Organization, where rich countries donate to secure doses for middle-income and low-income nations. Sounds good maybe in theory, but in practice, it's been a joke. They set a goal of 2 billion doses, which would still, by the way, be insufficient to meet the need, but they have instead provided a pathetic 38 million doses. Has this dramatic underperformance led Bill Gates to rethink his approach? Because let's not kid ourselves, by dint of his money and his connection, he has essentially appointed himself the unofficial world czar of public health.